Bombas makes the most comfortable socks, underwear, and T-shirts.
Warning, Bombas are so absurdly comfortable you may throw out all your other clothes.
Sorry, do we legally have to say that?
No, this is just how I talk, and I really love my Bombas.
They do feel that good, and they do good, too. One item purchased equals one item donated.
To feel good and do good, go to bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/listen, and use code LISTEN at checkout.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest 100% organic cotton bedding from Bull & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at bullandbranch.com with code CUMULUS. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. Coming up on the show today, actor TV host Mark Summers and West Coast correspondent Al Jackson. Right after this.
Wow, it looks like someone kicked it hard outside this weekend. Dude, you're red as a lobster.
Ouch, don't remind me, bro. We were out on the lake all weekend rocking my new speedboat. It was awesome. And it looks like you got too much sun too, man.
Well, that happens when you hit the topless beach. That's right, bitches. I was there with my big top model girlfriend.
Nice. How about you, Jim? You do anything exciting?
Not really.
Are you kidding? Look at him. He's as white as Casper the Ghost's butt cheeks. He was probably holed up in the library or something boring. Look, Casper, since Gary and I are sporting some serious sunburns, we're going to take it easy. So you'll have to stock the entire back room by yourself. Comprende?
I guess so.
How many times has this happened to you? Somebody comes to work on a Monday morning completely sunburned and bragging about their killer weekend. Then you get stuck doing all their work.
This is actually the first time
that... That's right. Too many times to remember. Well, now you can get in on some of that action thanks to Sunburn in a Can. Sunburn in a Can delivers a patented chemical compound guaranteed to produce natural-looking results. Just spray it on and watch your skin turn cherry red. It's the kind of angry-looking sunburn that'll provoke interest, sympathy, and support from your coworkers.
Well, I guess it wouldn't hurt to try.
That's where you're wrong, Jim. It hurts like a mother. That's how you know it's working.
Oh, what the hell?
Anytime you spray hydrochloric acid, butane, and Tabasco sauce on your skin, it's bound to be painful. And those are just some of the active ingredients in Sunburn in a Can.
Oh, Jesus, it feels like my skin is on fire.
That's because Sunburn in a Can is just as convincing as the real thing. You'll see for yourself when you go to work.
Holy crap. Check out Jim's sunburn. He's as red as a heavy Flow Day Tampax. What did you do this weekend, Hellboy?
Usual craziness. I'm mowing the yard, shirtless. God, it burns. It feels like my cartilage is melting. I think I need medical attention.
Don't be such a pussy. It's just a sunburn. And you're going to have to haul all the crates back to the warehouse yourself because Gary and I are really hungover.
Sunburn in a Can is fast, easy, and 100% effective. Make everyone believe you're having the best summer ever with Sunburn in a Can.
When will this searing, burning pain stop?
Not until all that blistered skin peels off in great big sheets, Jim. But don't worry. When that layer's gone, simply reapply another coat right away.
Oh, I want my mommy.
Sunburn in a Can. Not recommended by dermatologists everywhere. From the Bob and Tom Personal Grooming Collection, a division of Frigamall Industries.
You asked for it, you got it. More Bob and Tom. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
The room is substantially more handsome than usual.
Thank you.
Because
you're always here.
our guest is Mark Summers, a man who God gave TV hair to. You've sure lucked out on that aspect.
I mean, I'm telling you.
You've got a great wife. You've had a great life. But, man, you've got a great head of TV hair.
Go figure that out, right?
Well, who knew? You and Ted Kennedy.
Yeah.
Ron White got the Ted Kennedy hair.
Yeah.
Yeah, but welcome back. We are in the Napa Auto Parts Studios, and we have, let's see, there's Christy, there's Josh, Mark Summers, the aforementioned guest. And right now, one of my favorite human beings joins us on the phone. It's Al Jackson. Hey, Al.
What's up, kiddos?
How are you?
He's one of my favorites.
What's going on, Mark? What's good, man?
How you been, my friend?
Dude, life is good, man. We miss you on Daily Blast Live. You did a great job. Mark co-hosted our show. He's amazing.
We had so much fun when we were there. Yeah. We got into some controversial stuff, and Al being as funny as he is, but what you don't know is the man is so highly educated. He has 17 degrees and so many different things, can talk about all sorts of cool things, and I learned a lot when I was on that show about him.
Yeah.
Did you learn that he's...
Did you just read it off the sheet that I sent you?
And he's a ladies' man.
Ladies!
Yeah.
Hey. Ladies!
Ladies, Schmelgenheimen. Well, Al, I learned very, something very yesterday. Handsome. This may not be the proper time to introduce this, but we had Miss Pat on yesterday.
Oh. Yeah.
Oh. Really? We're going to do this in front of a guest?
Al, feign phone trouble, okay?
Al, I should explain to Mark... Mark, I'm kind of a suburban guy, uh-huh. as you know. I'm much like you. I kind of grew up in a nice place.
Right.
I'm not the hippest guy around.
In a nice either. Place.
You know what I'm saying.
And?
And so Al, who actually grew up quite near where I did, he...
But not that close.
Al likes to help me get a little bit hipper by teaching me some street terms. For example, when you walked in and I said, well, hello, Mark, my man, 50 grand.
And, it's not 50 grand.
Well, that rhymes. In any event, I have one for you. I guess the best way to do this is to make this a yes or no question, Al Jackson.
Let's do it.
Ms. Pat taught me something yesterday. Well, two things. The first one is if I say, I'll tell you what, my girlfriend can really burn. And do you know what this means? Oh, I think I stumped him. I'm so happy. It's
you didn't give him much context.
No,
there.
You didn't.
Okay. Well, I can't give him too much context or it gives it away. This would be something, I'll put it this way, one of the many shows that Mark Summers has produced. If someone said, I'll tell you
she
what.
She can smoke a lot of weed?
Nope.
No.
That's
no.
a good guess, though.
That would be really kind of not
she can
right.
cook?
It means, yes, it means she's
a
good
cook.
Really?
It more or less corresponds with bad means good.
Yes, yeah, it's one of those opposite things right. that are yeah. so confusing.
Oh, I could see that. I feel like the way that you describe somebody that can cook, I think is more like, I've definitely heard that, but it's regional. I think there's a lot of people in the South who can say, oh, my girl can throw down in the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I think that there's I've definitely heard that, but I don't know if that's like all over the country, but yeah, I've definitely heard that. That's
my familiarity with such street things. I've heard the phrase, do you want to burn one? Which is not like a hot dog.
Right. Well, no, that's
it,
not,
it
no.
references
that's
the
like jazz musicians in the 30s.
Yeah. Well, Miss Pat is from Atlanta, so maybe that is a southern thing.
But I do like that. I'm going to start using that. You should have been over to my house last night.
Yeah,
I,
she can burn. Yeah, I've heard that.
She
definitely.
She can burn.
What else did Miss Pat teach you?
He taught me this. This is the yes or no one, Al, because I think if we explore this too much, it might be inappropriate and vulgar. That may be kind
so
of
So then,
a hint.
Of course, we're doing it on the show.
Well, okay, he's embarrassed in front of Mark, is what he's
yeah,
saying.
Yeah, because I'm. Look at him. I would put a $100 bill.
If you don't say it,
him.
I'll say it.
No, I think Mark is. There's no way he would be familiar with this term.
You don't know that.
Okay. Are you familiar with the term the nappy dugout?
Yes.
No.
And so is Mark.
I think Mark is putting two and two together
yes.
here.
Yes.
Yes.
I had never heard it, and B didn't pick up on it at all.
What about nappy grip, Al?
Yeah. I mean, that's just you know.
Yeah. Yeah. Grip.
That's
when you say
that's even better.
When you
now, Tom.
That's right.
I'll ask you this. Have you heard of the snappy nappy duggie? That's better than the duggie.
Wow.
Anybody can have a nugget. Anybody can have a nappy dugout, but a snappy nappy dugout, that's something you hang up and
see, now text I'm lost. This sounds like it's about to become
your parents.
Text your parents.
It's very noteworthy, is what you're saying. Would a snappy nappy dugout be... Does that refer to the fact that after you...
After you win the World Series, the Red Sox has had a very snappy...
I know what it means. It's about the resilience of
right,
the dugout.
Right, it can snap back.
Every man in the studio, and Christy, you need to hear this as well as every woman listening.
Okay.
Look, there is sex. You think like sex is sex, but there are some women that are so special that they get the snap. You know the kind of woman that you think about when there's turbulence on the plane?
Like
that.
Like you may be going down.
Yeah. Well, that's a whole other thing.
Yes.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, so now.
I'm kind of confused.
I'll explain it to you off the air, Christy.
Okay.
A lot of Kegeling going on.
With drawings, he'll explain.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, there we go.
Reminds you of a washing machine.
Okay. Sorry. Move on. Now, I should also explain that Al's role on our program, besides educating me with the street talk, if you will.
the street talk.
He also...
Hi, welcome to the Attenboroughs Examiner. Here's Tom.
By the way, Al, you'll be very proud of me. Some friends of mine took me to lunch the other day at this Jamaican jerk place.
Yeah,
and everyone called him a jerk.
It was a place I'd never been before. When you're here next time, I'm going to take you over there. It was really quite excellent.
Listen, Jamaican food is really slept on. Jamaican food's really spicy, but if you don't like spice, you can always get a Jamaican beef patty. And this is how you know food is good. When you go to a Jamaican spot, if they don't have it and they're out for the day, it's like when you go to a good barbecue place and they're like, we're out of mac and cheese for the day or we're out of brisket. That's how you know they're making it fresh. And in the morning, when they're out of it, they're out of it. Yeah. So go to Jamaican places early, get oxtail while it's been marinating all night.
Yeah, that's what she told me.
Delicious.
The first thing the woman asked me was if I wanted the oxtail, and I was thinking about the proximity of the ox tail to the ox anus.
Oh.
You're with me on this, Mark.
Well, the original invention was the ox anus.
Right, it was sort of like calamari.
The ox calamari. So I opted against it.
Did not go well.
And then she said, she explained which sauces they had. She said the one was, this one is super hot, which my buddy got. Mm-hmm. And I said, I want the one that's the exact opposite. But it was fantastic. I'm taking everybody here to lunch one day over there because it was great.
Will you eat oxtail?
I think I'll try it next time. Okay. I think I have.
It's delicious. Delicious.
Yeah. So is it
the marinade? It's just really slow, soft beef.
It was called the Jamaican jerk.
It's an oxtail chopped up.
No, it's not. No, chicky.
It's
you're
an actual tail.
You're 3% Cameroonian. I expect a better.
I'm sorry. And I'll also accept Nigeria.
The tail.
Okay. Oh, it is.
It's a bone. And almost. You know how like those old. Snub nose midnight special guns look.
Yeah.
If you took that part where the bullets are in the chamber, if you took the bullets out and put meat in, where the meat is in the oxtail. So it's like it's kind of that almost like that like a gear that would be in a clock.
Oh, okay.
In between those gears, there's like little pieces of like really soft meat. So you have to kind of pick it out.
I'm not trying to be vulgar. Does one have to suck it out, or is it you take a little?
No, they chop it out.
Do you take one of those little forks like they give you with lobster?
Yeah.
No, you. I mean, look. If you're trying to be cute on a date, use a fork. But if you want to suck it out, you know,
We're
all gonna get married sometime.
Eating at this place. Yeah, you definitely want to have a bib, and you're digging
Tom,
in. You're going for it.
Please don't white up this Jamaican place. They already had to remove all the flavor for you.
So
they
Tom,
probably
gave
you a different colored menu. Just like here, just
that,
pick
that should
this.
Be my show. Fine. White up with
Tom. Al, we're gonna learn something right now, Tom. When you eat fried chicken. Do you eat it, you know, without a fork and knife? Do you actually pick it up and eat it, or do you?
No, I will pick it up. I very rarely eat fried chicken, although I do
enjoy.
Well,
of course, because it's a filthy process.
Yes, why would he do that?
Tom, do you eat fried anything?
Yeah, sure.
What?
You know what? You know what? True or false? One of Tom's favorite meals is chicken livers.
Oh, I love and I fry them up.
Well, I guess it's true. That's exactly right.
Absolutely. Like the chicken livers? Do you? No, Al.
No, I don't even know where you would go to buy that.
Chicken livers?
Except with a time machine. No.
Popeyes used to have chicken livers.
Every
I think KFC used to have chicken
livers. No, I make them myself. Every grocery store has them.
Fried clams?
Love.
No. Oh, I do too. Yes. Mrs. Paul's put them in the oven and just, okay. Oh.
Well, so anyway, Alex.
Mrs. Paul's?
Yes.
Al, I'm so, yes. So I've actually taught you a new street term. The next time you have an opportunity, please say to one of these ladies, last night, boy, you sure did burn.
All right.
Well, that may
now give me some of that nappy grip. Yeah.
Snappy.
Yeah.
Snappy.
She got that snappy. Well, I think we got a hit on our hands.
Yeah, we do.
She got that snappy.
Write that down.
Nappy.
That could be the new song for Josh's band. His band is called The Consensuals. okay, Al, we got time for a couple of quiz questions.
Do a couple quick ones, and I did a quiz in honor of Mr. Mark Summers.
Oh, nice.
First of
nice.
All, all black people love Mark's last name because it's an S on the end, and we add an S on everything. So. I just love it. Walmart's Mark Summers. That's my boy. All right. Now, we're, I was thinking about Double Dare, and it made me think about twins. There is a pair of twin cornerbacks right now that play in the NFL, Tom. Do they, they're the McCourty brothers. Do they play for the Jets, the Dolphins, or the Patriots?
This isn't the one that has the disabled arm, is it?
No.
They're brothers, but not. Are they twins?
I don't think they're twins. No.
They're just brothers.
Okay. I don't know.
He plays for Seahawks.
In both ways.
Okay.
They're brothers.
Oh,
yeah,
I see.
Yeah, that was Algie.
The brothers. That's sitcom.
No, the brother brothers.
The brother brothers.
Yeah, there we go. Someone has to have done that already.
Yeah, one of them plays the stand-up bass. that was the Smothers Brothers.
Mom always liked the other one best.
You could do the Smothers brothers, which would be, never mind.
Yeah. Or the Smothers brothers. And then,
I'm embarrassed to say how old I was when I figured out Dick Smothers.
Should have been a porn name.
Just like,
well,
30,
it is. That's his son. 35. Porn, and his name is Dick Smothers. You didn't know that?
No.
Absolutely
what?
True.
No.
Yes. Absolutely true.
Oh, my goodness.
There's a guy named Dick Smothers.
It's Dick's son.
Wow.
Dick Smothers does porn. Oh, absolutely.
Wow.
Mark has where one of those faces been? Where he could go, yes. And then Thursday, they're going to rename it to Wah Wah Day.
You'd believe it.
Really? Okay. That's unbelievable.
I give up, Al. What's the answer?
Chick, you got this.
It's Patriots, yeah.
There you go, sir. Yeah. Well done. All right, speaking of double team.
Okay.
Threesomes, Tom.
Yes, sir.
How many Americans admit to having a threesome? 1 in 5, 1 in 7, or 1 in 14?
Now, does this cover are they all threesomes?
If they're bragging and being, if they're self-reporting, I would say the lower number.
This is a Harvard study.
Harvard.
I would say 1 in 14.
I would say 1 in 14 and hope that's the truth.
Yeah.
All right, let's go around the room real quick.
This is Mark. I say 1 in 14.
Okay.
What was the middle one?
1 in 7.
1 in 7.
Was there a 1 in 5?
Yes.
Yeah, 1 in 5.
There is a 1 in 5.
Yeah, and these folks who have claimed to have done this.
Yes.
I'm taking 1 in 5.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm 1 in 14 as well.
What's the answer?
All right. 1 in 7 people have had threesomes.
Really?
1 in 5 people admit to wanting to have one but being too scared to.
Did you hear what Tom said?
What did he say?
He said, I hope it's 1 in 14.
Yeah.
Like he's disgusted. Yeah.
No, it's just, it's just, you're just setting yourself up here.
I would need a wetsuit.
For what, joy?
Spoken like a threesome participant.
You know, I have enough trouble disappointing one woman. I don't want to have to disappoint two, and then they get into an argument, and oh, my God.
That's crazy.
Chick and I have always agreed on this. I've never been.
I can't play zone, Al. I got to go one-on-one.
There you go.
Can't play zone.
There you go.
Now, I like how you didn't say man-to-man.
Won't do it.
Now, Al, you don't have to answer.
That's how Chick does it. He just goes, hey, the girl didn't show up again, but while we're here.
Come on, Teddy, let's go.
Now, Al, had you been asked this question in the survey, this is my way of not asking him.
Yes.
Would you have been in either of those categories?
Yeah.
No, you don't have
it
to say.
It might have happened while he was on the phone.
Yeah, I went on a nice little run there for a little while.
Really? No idea.
Yeah, it's very possible. There's a lot of people that are into that.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Now,
they also go to comedy shows.
Okay.
Which I'll be this weekend.
What?
That's right. I'm here Saturday. Yeah, you guys come on out.
I will.
Yeah, I know.
I will.
I got a thing. But you know.
Does that include people who don't want a threesome?
Yeah. Do we have to have a threesome?
Yes, you don't have to. Now, Al.
Yes, but it's with me and Chick and Josh.
Oh. That's a dream come true.
Let me tell you.
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
Michael Rosenbaum and his Small Bill co-stars take you behind the scenes of one of the greatest shows of all time.
We're going to watch every episode.
Join us. It's Big Talk.
You remember when I had to shave my head?
Oh, I think I was angry with this one.
On Small Bill.
Yeah, I mean, I get it.
The scene you did, and this is the one that got me fired.
Okay.
What? Here we go.
I love the excursions with me and Welling.
It's everything that Superman stands for.
It's Talkville.
Talkville, we always talk about it. It's a great thing.
The Smallville Rewatch Podcast. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.